Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about time. Haven't had a good conversation with you about time in a while. And what's come up for me a few times recently in talking to people is how we operate under deadlines. We sometimes can operate in a way that, you know, we either burn ourselves out or we don't have any motivation to do anything. Have you ever felt like that? You know, it's a real dyslexia thing. It doesn't always make sense. It's kind of the polar opposite. We're either super hyper-focused, get it done, or we have no energy to do absolutely anything. So let's talk about this fun and real topic for a lot of people. Okay, so let's dive into this episode. Now, time is one of those things that kind of, we feel like it sneaks up on us. We feel it's something external of us. I know that's what I used to feel and think and see, is that time was something I had to work with. It's kind of like a silly putty. I could mold it with my hands, but I never seemed to know how to turn it into the shape I wanted. You know, time's one of those things where we run late to things, or we're overly early because we'll run late to something. And we're always thinking, it's one of those things where used to sit with me and say, I can do better at this, but I never could. So there was this massive gap that opened up, you know, this hole in the universe where I just couldn't seem to get it right until I did. Nowadays, I arrive on time or a touch early. The occasions where I am a little bit late, I don't worry about. I don't have any anxiety or issues with. I get things done by a deadline, which is really super important and powerful. And I understand how my brain works. And I think this is the key with dyslexia, is we just don't understand how our minds work. You know, as I'm going through this course on confidence with our members there, which is going super well, absolutely, what a great bunch of human beings. It's reminding me how much we need to value self-acceptance of how our brains work. And it's probably the thing, it's the biggest challenge, because we're not told about this in school, or as we get older, we're just told the dyslexic mind is all about reading, writing, spelling. It's a problem, it's a mistake, right? We're not told that actually it's a fundamental difference in how your mind operates. And you have to operate your mind differently to get the benefits out of it. And I think that's the key thing, especially around time. And time is a massive one. You know, we talk about prioritization. Time is a core factor in that. If time didn't exist, we could do everything at the same time, couldn't we? You know, prioritization, order is all about time. Again, it's a time-based ruler. You know, order is only needed because there is a limited amount of time in a day or an hour or however you want to look at it. So a lot of our challenges come back to time, because we're not naturally lineal. We don't see what's happening right in front of our eyes. Does that make sense? You know, we don't always see that something's going to take 10 hours. We may misinterpret it to take 2 and then go, oh my gosh, it's going to take that much time. We struggle to go forwards with time. And this is the big part I want to get across today, is the way I used to do things is I'd go to, you know, away from time rather than backwards. Now, you're probably sitting there going, he's lost his mind again. But what I mean by that is when I used to plan out how many hours should this take, write it all down, I would get it wrong 99 times out of 100. It actually made me terrible at quoting work. If you're ever in a business where you have to quote the amount of hours you believe something will take, I was shocking at that. I actually have someone in my business now who does that because I'm so poor at it. I just don't have that. My brain just doesn't calculate that stuff. But what I have worked out is I can go backwards from a milestone really well, and I can trust my mind to do it. And trust that is the way I naturally do things better. Now, I'll give you an example. When I agree to speak at an event, you know, that's quite a big undertaking, right? You've got to actually put together a presentation. You've got to trust yourself to do it, to know it, to learn it, to make sure you show up on time. All of these things happen. Now, the old me would have tried to plan it out, which isn't my natural way of working. Just doesn't operate that way. I have to work by intuition and self-belief. And, you know, this may seem so foreign as you're listening to this, and I've got to be very aware of that. If you haven't used this before, it may seem scary as anything. So you don't have to start with a speaking engagement. You know, this is me just giving you an example. Start with really small things on this. So, but for me, like I'll set an event and I'll find out the exact date and I'll put that in my diary. I'll do the basics of going backwards from that. How long will it take me to get there? Take me about 40 minutes. I need about half an hour to set up, and I'll make sure in my diary, day one, that is listed in my diary. So from the first minute, I'm working backwards already from how it works. The thing I then work out is go, okay, do I need like a little waypoint about a week before just to jog my memory that this is going to happen? I know I'm going to put this presentation together. Like, I don't speak on things I don't know. That's the first thing. I'm not talking on a topic I don't understand. So I'm confident I have the information in my head somewhere that these people need to hear. So I know that already. That is clear in my mind. But I put a little waypoint about a week before just to trigger what I need to do next. I don't put a to-do list. I don't put this is what I need to do, how I need to do it. I just put a waypoint just to jig my memory to go, oh, yeah, you've got that in a week's time. So I chuck that in my digital calendar, and that really works for me. I then forget about it. Now you're sitting there going, gosh, that sounds stressful. What if it didn't work out? Would you be, you know, what would go wrong? Think of all the problems. Think about your mind running off down a rabbit hole of, you know, standing naked on stage and the world ending. You know, all those things go to mind. But for me, what I've worked out is I have to trust my brain. My brain is freaking powerful. It is so, so powerful. And that's why it creates these worlds where things go wrong. It's so powerful. Those worlds seem so real. We experience those in our brain, right? And so I've just decided, actually, I'm just going to trust myself. I'm going to put those little pins in the future just so I'm aware of the time. And I'm going to let it go and I'm going to move on to the next thing. And I'm going to trust that I'm going to pull it all together at the right time. You know, some people call this just in time working or just in time goal setting. And I use it a lot in my life. Like I had a catch up with my family this weekend. We went out, we can go to a bar in Auckland here. And I forgot it was even on. Do you know what I mean? I didn't even remember it. It's not like I planned anything. I just knew I'd get there and everything would be great. And it was. I've stopped beating myself up about it. I think I was probably 10 minutes after arrived, 10 minutes late, didn't bother me anymore. It doesn't matter. You know, people get over those things. I was the one who used to beat myself up about those things, and no one really cares. Very few things in life really have a fixed timeline. But in our heads, if we get it wrong, we don't feel like we've achieved what we thought. It wasn't perfect. We beat ourselves up because we're not perfect enough. Because we can create so easily in our minds, it's frustrating when that doesn't come into reality. When reality has uncontrollable pieces, it's frustrating. In our brains, we control uncontrollable things. Does that make sense? You know, it's why we can create 100% perfection in our minds, because it's our own world. But in the real world, there is a bunch of stuff we can't control. And if we hold on so tightly, especially around time, all we do is create anxiety, stress, pain, frustration. Can you feel that? Does it sound right? So how does this work in your life? How do you play with this? Because this is the key. If you're going to learn anything, it's going to be by doing. It's going to be by experience in your life. So what I would say is to try and find something small where you can go just in time with and trust yourself. Something that you already have a bit of knowledge around, something that isn't completely fresh and new, something that you can do relatively on autopilot. And you can put out there and test this just in time out. Maybe it's a family event. Maybe it's a party. Maybe it's a, You know, maybe say for example, it could be a costume party you've got to go to. You can put something in your diary. You can not worry about, you can just plant the seed that you're going to have an outfit to a Halloween party, for example. And you're going to get that together 2 days before the event, pop that into your diary, and then let it go. Now, instead of sitting there freshing, worrying, what do I want to wear? What's it going to be? Just let it go. Trust your mind will come up with something. It'll direct you into the right places. See yourself having a fun time at the party and just let it go. Honestly, that is the biggest secret. There's a bit of practice to this, but when you start to get it to come together, you know, it's what removes a lot of the anxiety, the overthinking. And you know, as I've alluded to, time is a massive factor in all of these things. So start playing with it. Start going backwards. Start going from right to left instead of left to right. It will help you. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back on Thursday.